St. Vincent and the Grenadines joins the global community in observing World Suicide Prevention Day to raise awareness and promote action to prevent suicide. And as students settle into the new school year, parents are being encouraged to pay close attention to the challenges they may face from bullying. Addressing the issue on NBC Radio this morning, psychologist and health consultant Dr. Joselle Miller said bullying is a major risk factor for depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts or behaviors in young people.
One of the things I've recognized over the years, in particular schools, there seems to be a heightened level of bullying, where our children are, on a day-to-day basis, faced with a lot of pressure, physically being bullied, emotionally, verbally, and even when we think into terms of cyberbullying, that has become such a big thing.
Dr. Miller said there's also the issue of peer pressure, which some young people succumb to both at school and at home.
We know that there's always the intense pressure in terms of sex, alcohol, drugs, smoking, the pressure to even towards truancy, to not go to school, to, violate the rules that exist within your homes. And some children succumb to the pressure because it becomes so overwhelming and, you know, they are unable to figure out how to navigate it. So some of the things we start seeing is that, you know, they are not just dealing with their academic pressure or exam anxiety. They are dealing with, how do I go to school today and not be targeted? How do I go to school today and not feel embarrassed by what one person or a group of persons might do or say concerning me? You know, and these are things that occur within the school environment. But what about those kids as well who are not just dealing with the school environment issues or pressure, but they also have things at home that they are dealing with as well?
According to Dr. Miller, it is important that parents and guardians recognize the warning signs that can lead to suicide.
When we see certain behaviors where children, for instance, always on their phone, they're always isolating themselves, going into their rooms, they don't want to engage. When we see changing their appetite, that they're eating less, or sometimes they're eating more, that we see you go to bed and you wake up in the night and you see your child is up and you wonder sometimes, why aren't you sleeping? They're not doing anything. Some might be outside in the living room, just sitting around doing nothing. And you ask, what's going on? A lot of the times, they may have a lot of stress or internal things that they're working through and they're trying to figure out. The teenage years, for instance, has always been described as being tumultuous. This is a time where a lot of our young people are struggling with their identities. They are struggling with belonging, the need to belong, to be a part of the in-group, to be able to navigate making certain choices and decisions, to be able to manage the expectations of parents, teachers, and even their own personal expectations of themselves. And sometimes this in itself can become overwhelming.
Psychologist and health consultant Dr. Joselle Miller. I'm Johnny P. Straker with today's special report.